Anybody who thinks their shopping experience for household goods has remained unchanged by the pandemic needs only to consider a two-word phrase, toilet paper. TP is the prime example of how different things are in consumer land. We have physical distancing procedures in many stores, and the products are different. Right now, we'll talk to a seafood company in Eureka. Oceana Hook and Line Seafood used to sell to wholesalers, but that fell apart. So now fish sales go on right on the docks. Harrison Ibach and Cerise Ibach own the boat and the business. Harrison, welcome.
Good morning. Thank you.
And Cerise, welcome to you.
Thank you. Good morning.
So I realized I only mentioned boat once. Harrison, this really is you going out on a fishing boat with a crew and pulling in about a lot of stuff on lines.
Yes, absolutely. That is correct. We have the fishing vessel Oceana located here at Woodley Island in Eureka, California.
And what was the original business model for the operation?
You know, initially, pre-pandemic, all of our seafood was pretty much sent down to all the high-end restaurants in San Francisco. And then pretty much overnight, everything just completely changed. We lost all of our markets. Obviously, all the restaurants got shut down, and we had to get creative. And by creative, we started to try to sell pretty much most all of our seafood to the consumers, and they'd come straight down to the boat.
Was there any thought to just not going out? I mean, was that part of it? I mean, are you going out less now? I guess it'd be another part of that same question.
No, for our operation, no. There was no, we couldn't just not go out. We bills to pay. We have to try and survive. So, no, we've actually been going out pretty much as frequently as we were before. And no, we've been trying to bring a good variety of seafood to everybody at the dock.
Cerise, are you part of the On the Ocean operation too, or do you stay on land?
Definitely not. No, I stay on land. We have two young children, and prior to this, I was also a teacher. So I stay home, I watch the kids, and then I kind of took over doing social media and using primarily Facebook to reach our community and let people know about, you know, coming down and getting fish.
That is exactly where I found pictures to use on our website, on your social media offering. So they're very much out there in front of you at Oceana Hook and Line Seafood. How many people are total involved in the company, Cerise?
Well, it's my husband and I, and then our amazing crew. We have two deckhands, Dan and Andre, and so the four of us are really what make this happen.
And then, so Harrison, talk about the, I mean, this sounds easy, I guess, on its face. You know, you bring the fish to the dock, you keep it cold, and you sell it. But I must be missing a few details that make it a bit more complicated than that.
It's very time consuming. I mean, a lot of our trips really consist of 36 to 48 hour trips, sometimes shorter, sometimes fairly longer. And you never know. Sometimes we can come in even around midnight. And when we get in at midnight, we need to get the whole boat ready, fish organized by species, and be up and at them first thing in the morning to try to provide fish to everybody to make sure it's nice and fresh. As soon as we come in, we want to make sure that we're able to get our fish sold to the ultimate consumers.
So it sounds like you, Stan, and Andre don't get a whole lot of sleep when the operation's at its peak.
No, it's grueling, but it's just part of it. This comes with the territory.
And there's the days of gear work that they might be doing before they go fishing as well. So getting all the equipment ready mm-hmm. can take a few days.
So Harrison, talk about the line caught part of this, because this is not a net operation, right?
No, everything is hook and line caught. Mm-hmm. Basically, everything is done pretty much bait on hooks, and that's pretty much how all of our fish are caught. No, we don't have any nets. Everything is just hook and line.
That sounds very labor intensive.
Yeah, it's very labor intensive. It can definitely take a couple days to get all the gear ready. Then we do our fishing trip, and then usually about a day of selling to the public. And then it takes another, you know, day or two to get ready to go again. So we're definitely working around the clock for sure. But it's good. It's worth it. we've been very happy. The community support that we're getting is overwhelming. So yeah, it really has been fantastic. It's definitely worth all of the work.
Oceana Hook and Line Seafood, the name of the operation. Harrison Ibach and Cerise Ibach own the boat and the business. You can join the conversation on the exchange with your questions and comments at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So, I mean, Cerise, how far in advance of the first dock sales did you start putting stuff up on social media to let people know it was all available?
Well, you know, my husband had the idea, and we started painting our signs that he had come up with. And I think I started posting a couple of pictures on there before I made it, like, live and started sharing it. So maybe, like, a week. It wasn't much time. It was very abrupt.
Mm-hmm. And then, so what expectations did you have about what would happen when you put fish out there on the dock for sale and said, come and get it, come and buy it?
Well, you know, at least my opinion of dock sales prior to this was that it could take days to unload your boat of all of your catch. And so, you know, we just thought it would be some slow and steady days down at the docks. But once the word got out to the community, I mean, our first dock sale, we had quite a line of people in the parking lot, and which triggered us to want to work faster, more efficient, get better. So every week we try a little something different to get the line moving more. And now I'd like to think, you know, people aren't waiting sometimes up to 2 hours in the beginning in the rain, just waiting for our fresh fish. And now I think we've got it down that we can get people in and out of there pretty quickly.
And so did this start in March or April?
It started in March. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think some of our first posts were maybe the very end of March. And our first dock sale was, I think, March 30th. I can't quite remember.
Okay, but it's been months then. I mean, you've been doing this for 4 months plus. Okay. So you were talking about being able to get more efficient all the time. Does it feel like you're in a groove now?
Yes, definitely. We started doing pre-sales, and so people can contact me through our business members. People text me, and, you know, we've done two that way now, so people know a little more how to order. You know, we always ask people, you know, about what size and do they want it filleted, because we're required to sell the fish whole. So we can, you know, skin on or skin off, or do you want the head? Some people want the carcasses. We have a lot of customers that come down just for, you know, heads or stomachs or backbones for soup and fertilizer and things like that. So we've got a really great client list right now.
Wow, it sounds like. So you have some repeat customers then, from the sounds of it.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like starting to make friends with people, you know, outside of it just being a business. Especially like with Facebook, I get friend requests from some of our, you know, more regular customers, and, you know, I'm happy to kind of share life with them.
Harrison, what kinds of, did you have to do anything new to meet some regulations involved with selling straight off the dock?
Yeah, there's always, you know, when it comes to fishing, especially commercial fishing, obviously there's lots of rules, regulations, and licensing. So we just had to make sure that we had all of our licensing ready, and we've checked in, and, so yeah, there's a few more things. Obviously, we had the certified scale. So there's some licensing and permitting that's required to make sure that you could sell your catch directly to the directly to the consumer.
And did you have that stuff in hand already, or did it come together that quickly?
No, I didn't. I did not have it in hand already. I definitely had to reach out to California Department of Fish and Wildlife and purchase some other licensing that was needed in order to sell fish off the docks.
Mm-hmm. Cerise already alluded to this about how to sell the fish, but off the docks, not a lot of like cutting into slabs or anything. You basically sell the whole fish.
That's what is required. You're supposed to be selling the fish whole. They would like you to sell the fish whole, and then that's the first part of it for sure.
If they ask us to cut, then we can cut.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, yeah, it's a request from, it has to be, you don't offer it that way up front. I get it. Okay. So, Harrison, has this changed what you fish for or how much you take in?
Okay. So, it's definitely a fine balance of what we're bringing in. We never wanted to bring in an overwhelming amount. We never want anything to go to waste. And I would definitely say that we are bringing in like the perfect amount. Every week we're bringing in just a little bit more, and it all seems to be going really well. We're kind of meeting the demands for the customer base. And then what species we're fishing for, I really try to bring in as much variety as possible. Some trips we'll go spend a night out deeper offshore trying to catch some sable fish and deep water rockfish. And then even in the same trip, we'll come in shallow up on the beach in the reef and try and catch some shallow water rockfish and some lingcod and cabazon, stuff like that. So that way we have plenty of variety to offer.
All right. So a whole bunch of different stuff. So do you get to a point where you say, okay, that's it. You know, we got what we need. Let's go in.
Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Again, we're talking to Harrison and Cerise Ibach, who own the boat and the business, Oceana Hook and Line Seafood, based in Eureka. They've had to switch from going to wholesalers who would take it to restaurants in the San Francisco area to selling direct off the dock in Eureka. Maybe you've gone through the process. Maybe you visited with them. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange to tell the story or ask a question. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. We're already talking about the fact that you're using bait and hook and line and all that stuff. So, but you have some sentiments, it seems, Harrison, about seafood sustainability generally. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. We ourselves as fishermen are conservationists as well. We're on the water. We see what takes place firsthand. And we want to make sure that everything is sustainably caught. I would say that our fisheries here on the West Coast are pretty much some of the most highly regulated, most sustainable fisheries in the world. The fisheries management that goes behind this has been, it's very well managed. It's not like other places. The ocean is, you can't just go fish anywhere in the ocean. There's vast areas. There's marine protected areas. There's rockfish conservation areas. The list goes on and on and on. There's only certain depths that we could fish. There's only certain species. It wasn't all too long ago that in the early 2000s that they pretty much had declared the vast majority of groundfish species had been collapsed. And that's the trolley sole, rockfish, lingcod, like all the groundfish species. And through time now, over the past, decade and a half here, they've now declared pretty much every single groundfish species except for one has been rebuilt. And the ocean, our ocean here is very, very healthy on the West Coast. There's a lot of fish.
And how long has Oceana been open?
I've had Oceana for 2012. I've had other fishing vessels before this one.
Mm-hmm.
I believe since about 2012.
All right. Just at that time, over those 8 years, have there been changes in the numbers of other boats out there and the procedures and the cat shares and management and all that?
Absolutely. Even in that amount of time from 2012 till now, they have allowed us a lot more fish to catch, a good amount more. Every year it seems to be that it's the fishery managers are providing more opportunity to boats, it seems.
So do you have a particular downtime? Is there any time when you get a chance to rest a bit? And did I hear a giggle already?
Yeah. Yes, I would say that.
When the wind blows.
Yeah, weather is our downtime. When Mother Nature says that it's not time to go fishing, then we don't go. But otherwise, it's pretty much as you want to work. We could work all through the spring and summer and fall, try and catch fish. And then come wintertime, we'll switch over to Dungeness crab, and we'll crab through the winter into the spring. And that's kind of what we're doing this year. Early on there in April, when we got going, we were able to provide Dungeness crab as well as fish. So we were kind of doing both. We had crab gear in the water and we were going fishing at the same time.
So once, I mean, we assume at some point restaurants in San Francisco are going to reopen and there'll be demand for the fish there again. Will you end the dock sales, do you think, or will that always be a part of the business, Cerise?
I think we're looking towards keeping the dock sales going. Harrison purchased an additional permit so that he could catch more fish. And so as things are starting to reopen, we are having some of our buyers come back and, you know, that'll be like our midnight offload when the crew comes in, is they'll offload some of their fish for those buyers. And then we'll go over to the dock and do a big dock sale the next day. So we're managing both right now. We really like the access to the community and all the, you know, all the positive support we receive. So it's kind of hard to tell people, all right, everything's back to normal. Go buy your fish at the supermarket now.
Right. Yeah. You've established relationships. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
Well, best of luck down the road. Harrison Ibach and Cerise Ibach own Oceana Hook and Line Seafood in Eureka, selling direct from the docks because of the pandemic. Thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, take care. This is the Jefferson Exchange on JPR.